Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Spirit of Faith. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
You show me a person that's all down and all depressed and all poor mouthing and talking sickness and death and just down. I don't care if they did quote a scripture to you. There's no faith there. Did you hear me? Faith is confident. Amen. When you ask somebody, well, what about all those bills? Faith will say, well, the money's coming in to pay for them. What are you going to do? Unbelief will cry and go, I don't know what I'm going to do. Dear God, I've prayed the best I know how, and I've fasted. I'm just believing God. No, you're not. No, honey, you're not. You're crying and feeling sorry for yourself. Faith is not for the weak and faint. Sometimes you feel like crying, but sometimes you got to get yourself by the ear and say, get up from there and quit that. That's not believing God. God's done too much for you. He's come through for you too many times for you to lay there and act pitiful and act like that. Get up from there. Say what you know. Make your tongue do its duty. Say what the Word says. Don't say what you feel. Amen. Any of us could act pitiful. Any of us could be a whiny baby. At any time. I could have called to Phyllis, you know, from the bedroom this afternoon and said, I don't feel like going to church tonight. Is that the kind of pastor you want? Have you ever heard me come in here and talk pitiful? No. Oh, we're going under. We're not going to be able to pay our bills. I don't know what in the world we're going to do if y'all don't quit, start giving a little better. No, you hadn't heard that, and you're not going to hear that.
Praise
God. No, because we don't just preach faith, we live by faith.
Amen.
Amen. What are you going to hear me say? What do you hear me say all the time? Every bill is paid. Every need is met. Every debt paid off. Chunks are coming. Paid in full. Amen. That's what I believe. That's what's happening. That's what's going to keep happening. Amen. Wonder if that'd work for you. Sure. Works. These are not preacher scriptures. These are not church scriptures. These are believer verses. Anybody that'll do it, it'll work for them. Amen. Everybody said out loud, no poor mouthing.
No poor mouthing.
No crying and feeling sorry for myself.
No crying and feeling
sorry. No whining.
No whining.
Don't make excuses for that. Now sure, you know, there are times when you feel like acting that way. Don't yield to those feelings. Stand up and do what you know you're supposed to. Give God the legal right to come through for you. In Hebrews, the 10th chapter. Hebrews 10, verse 35. Hebrews 10, 35 says, what? Cast not away, therefore, your confidence. Can't be confident if you're depressed. Everybody say, I'm confident.
I'm confident.
The money's coming in. I'm confident my body is being healed. Amen. Confident. Don't throw your confidence away, because that confidence has a great recompense, a repayment of reward. Is there a reward for just keeping standing and believing God? Oh man, it pays off. You have need of patience, perseverance. Hang in there. That after you've done the will of God, you might receive the promise. For yet a little while, and he that shall come will come and will not tarry. Now the just shall live by faith. Everybody say, that's me. The just shall live by faith. But if any man draw back, my soul will have no pleasure in him. But we are not of them who draw back unto perdition or destruction, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul. We talked about this. Unbelief draws back. Unbelief casts its confidence away and says, well, I tried, but just, you know, Do you understand in life there is no A for effort? In life, there is no A for effort. You either got it done or you didn't. Right? You either got healed or you died. You either got your bills paid or you got kicked out. Right? If you tell them, I tried. Well, that don't go far in this world. And so you can't just believe God for a little while and quit. You have to stay with it. And you don't draw back. You step out. Faith steps out. We talked about that. We preached about that one night. Faith steps out. And going into this 11th chapter, he begins to describe faith and then give us living example after living example of the spirit of faith. And the reason we're camping out in this is because we want to rub shoulders with these guys. Amen? Because we got the same spirit of faith they have. Most people hadn't realized it, hadn't known it. But we want to rub shoulders with Enoch who walked with God. And rub shoulders with Abel. And rub shoulders with Abraham and Sarah and Joseph and all those guys until we recognize what faith sounds like, what it looks like. Amen? And sense faith in ourselves and live like they did. Can we live like they did? Can we have miracles like they did? Have answers to prayer and live victoriously like they did? Yes, because we got the same spirit of faith. And what is the victory that overcomes the whole world? Even our faith, the scripture said. Now in Hebrews 11, let's read. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, are expected, the evidence of things not seen. If you're in faith, you don't see it yet, you don't feel it yet, you can't put your hand on it yet, but you are expecting to see it. You're fully persuaded of something in your heart. You're persuaded God has heard your prayer. You're persuaded your words have had an effect and an impact. And because you believe you have already received it inside, and that puts you in a state of expecting to see it out here. If you're in faith about your finances being taken care of, you're expecting money. Even when there's no reason that you know of in the natural to expect it, still you're expecting it. Amen. Right? Even when there'd be no reason in the natural for you expect to get a house like that, still you're expecting to get one like that. Amen. Some way. You don't know how, but God knows how. Right? Even though it seems like there's no way you could write a check that big and you could support that missionary or that work and you could pay. Even though it seems like, how could you do it? Still, you're expecting to do it. Phyllis and I started that years ago expecting to write a one-time check of a certain amount. Where is it going to come from? You don't have to know that. Just believe for it. Keep saying it. And sometimes months pass, sometimes years pass, but just stay after it, and then you'll do it. And then you'll move up. And then you'll move up. Keep reading. He said, by it, by faith, the elders obtained a good report. Now that's talking about a good report from God. What makes God give you the thumbs up? Jesus is the express image of the Father. And you remember there were times that He looked around at His disciples and said, now that's faith. I hadn't seen faith like that in the whole country. Whoo! Great is your... Did faith impress the Lord? Did it bless Him? Did it minister? The Scripture said, when He comes to the earth, shall He find faith? I mean, it's a big deal to God. Right on down in the chapter, verse 6, without faith, it is impossible. Didn't say it was hard. It's impossible to please Him. So there is no prayer that can please God unless it's prayed in faith. Amen. There's no work in the church that can please Him unless it was done in faith. There's no giving that's done that could please Him unless it's done in faith. You couldn't write a check big enough to please God if it was done without faith. Amen. It's the faith that pleases Him. Don't you want to please Him? Don't you want Him to smile and be happy with you and go, oh, that's good. Oh, that's good. That's my boy. That's my girl. They got faith. He goes on to say, through faith, we understand the worlds were framed by the Word of God so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. God, through His faith-filled words, created the planets, created worlds. They weren't seen at one time, but now they are. How did it happen? Go back to Genesis. God said, "Let there be light," or the Hebrew literally, "light be." God believed it in Himself, and He said it with His mouth and released faith through His words and created planets. Whew! That same spirit of faith is in it. Now, we hadn't developed to that point. We hadn't created a BB yet. But it's the same spirit of faith, just different levels of it. And I assure you, any development you accomplish in faith on this planet is nothing lost. You take it with you into the next time and the next part of the kingdom of God beyond this life. This is faith school, actually. The Lord left some demons down here and some sickness and some curse for us to practice on. And so when you run across some problems, you go, "Oh, why do I have to deal with it?" No, it's something for you to use your faith on. Another opportunity for you to believe God, overcome and see victory and get results and honor God. Amen. Look at it as an opportunity, not something to gripe about. Sometimes you have to remind yourself of that. Verse 4, you know, God framed the worlds with His faith-filled words. You and I frame our worlds. You frame your world with your words. Verse 4, by faith Abel offered to God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain. How did he do it?
By faith.
By faith. By which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts. God testifying of His what?
Gifts.
His giving. God testifying of His giving. You know, some of the people that try to make light of giving. And so, "Oh, that's all them preachers want. They just want your money. They just want your money." Well, there are some preachers that just want your money. And there's some lawyers that just want your money. And there's some doctors that just want your money. And there's some mechanics that just want your money. Right? But there's also some good people in every field too, right? That are not just hirelings. But a lot of times that's just an excuse. People are just stingy and selfish and looking for an excuse to keep doing what they're doing, which is nothing. And what they don't realize, God takes it personally. Amen. You're looking at people, but He takes it personally.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Spirit of Faith, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, June 4th, as we begin our week-long marriage meeting. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.